This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote in the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democratic leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for tomorrow. Representatives are expected to vote along party lines. That means the resolution would pass, sending the matter to the Senate for a full impeachment trial. A special court in Pakistan has found former military president Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason, and he's been sentenced to death. Akhtar Shah is Musharraf's lawyer.
Because General Pervez Musharraf was making so much progress in this country, was taking Pakistan too high, and they didn't like it, because he will remain as an honest and sincere person and sincere leader. He loves Pakistani, he loves Pakistan.
The high-profile treason case dates back to 2007 when Musharraf, president and military chief of Pakistan at the time, imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demand for him to step down. French unions are planning mass demonstrations for Tuesday, the 13th day of a transport strike that closed most of Paris's metro lines. This is VOA.